Once upon a time, in long ago Japan, there lived a kind old bamboo cutter, Kayama, and his wife, Susano. Their one sorrow was that they had never had a child. So to make up for it, they loved all children and tried to make them happy. But right now, as Kayama returns to his little cottage through the purple twilight, he moves slowly, as though his heart were heavy.
Ah, Susano, here you are in the courtyard, watching the evening shadows gather around the peak of Fujiyama.
Yes, it is a beautiful evening, Kayama.
You sigh, Susano. You have heard the news. Kokora and his family are leaving the village.
Yes, I have heard, husband. Soon there will be no little ones coming to the door for almond cookies and sugared ginger.
It will be lonely without the sound of their laughter. Remember how they always came to me to help them sail their kites?
And how I helped them dress their dolls for the festival every March. Oh, Kayama, it is going to be very lonely with the Kokora children gone. Once I would have prayed night and day that we be blessed with a little one of our own. But now I see the gods decided it was not to be. So I pray only that children be near. And look, Kayama, the moon is rising now.
Yes. How beautiful she is, the Lady Moon.
You know, Kayama, sometimes sitting here, it almost seems as though she looks right down at me and sees everything that is in my heart.
It is a pleasant fancy, Susano.
Sometimes it seems like more than fancy. I feel that if I pray to her, she will permit us to hear again the laughter of a child.
Come, little wife. Let us go into the house now and have our rice and tea. The Lady Moon is lovely, and she can fill our courtyard with silver light, but she cannot fill it with the laughter of a child.
You are so sure. I wonder if you are right. Moonray, come to me.
Yes, Lady Moon, how may I serve you, Queen of the Heavens?
Where is my daughter, the Princess Moonbeam?
She is playing with the dog star along the Milky Way.
Let three shooting stars fall in quick succession. Then she will know I summon her to me.
Yes, Your Majesty. Here is the Princess Moonbeam, Your Highness.
Oh, Moon Mother, I saw the signal of the shooting stars.
Come close to me, my daughter, and glide with me through those drifting clouds. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Mother, of course.
You sometimes look down on the earth and its people, don't you, my daughter?
Oh, yes, often. And I wonder why so many of the earth people seem so unhappy most of the time.
Ah, they are so busy wishing for things, daughter, and being angry when they don't get them. But have you ever noticed one little couple that live at the edge of the bamboo forest, near the foot of Fujiyama? Kayama and Susano are their names.
I haven't noticed them, Moon Mother. Is there something special about them?
They have not grown angry because their dearest wish was denied. They have grown more gentle and loving.
Oh, they sound nice. I wish they could get their wish. What was it, Mother?
They wished for a little child of their own. That is all.
And never got one? Oh, that is sad.
Now they are no longer young, and even the children of the neighborhood have moved away. They are quite, quite alone.
Oh, Moon Mother, I wish I could do something to comfort them.
You do? Then I shall tell you what I had thought, my daughter. Though you are dearer to me than anything else, I would have you become a mortal for a span of years. Descend to the earth and make these dear people happy, as they deserve to be. Then, when they are ready for their last sleep, I will come for you. Would you do that?
Gladly, Moon Mother. Oh, gladly.
Very well. Tonight, I shall put all my power into one great silvery beam that will fall right into the bamboo thicket in their own courtyard. You, dear daughter, will descend on that moon ray as a tiny mortal baby. Listen. I hear Susano speaking now. Moonbeam, it is time for you to go.
O Lady Moon, again I offer my humble prayer. Let there be a little child somewhere nearby that my husband and I may love and serve. O Lady of the Moon, hear me.
What is it? What's happening? Kayama, come quickly, quickly.
What is it, Susano? What's the matter?
Look. Look at that great shining moonbeam. Just one single shaft shining right straight into our own bamboo thicket. Something floats down the beam. Husband, come. Come to the bamboo thicket where the moonbeam ends. Look, Kayama. Look. Here. Here in the branches of the bamboo tree. Careful. Kayama, careful.
A baby. Is it real?
The most beautiful baby in all the world.
Look at her eyes, like purple stars.
And her wrappings, like moonbeams. Oh, my darling, my sweet, who are you? Kayama, look. What's that in her little hand? Oh, Kayama, is it a message? What does it say?
It says, I am Princess Moonbeam, come to you from the ageless celestial kingdom, to be your very own till the Moon Mother calls me back again.
To be our very own?
Wife, can you believe it?
I don't know what to think. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, my darling baby, you're ours, our very own, to keep forever. She did it, Kayama. Her first step. Oh, was there ever such a clever baby?
Oh, no, never. Nor such a beautiful one, either. Come now, Moonbeam. One more step. Back to Susano.
And now Moonbeam is no longer a baby, but a rosy-cheeked little girl.
My moonbeam, there are your dolls, all ready for the festival. The great Mikado, the glorious Empress, all the lords and ladies in silk and velvet.
Ten years old, 11, 12, 15, 16, and Moonbeam is as lovely as a young princess.
Ah, Susano, it is indeed a beautiful new kimono. Do you realize Moonbeam is almost as tall as you?
Yes, indeed. She grows tall and slender as a young birch tree, Kayama.
Well, come now. Let us walk with her to see the cherry blossoms. One thing I know, no other family at the cherry groves will have such a lovely daughter.
It has been a lovely afternoon, Mother, Father. And now, as soon as we get home, you two shall sit in the courtyard and rest while I bring you rice and tea.
How you spoil us, Moonbeam.
Moonbeam, Susano, someone rides like the wind.
Who on earth can it be?
Why, it's a prince or nobleman of some sort. And look, he's stopping just ahead there, looking back at us.
Good heavens, another rider.
He looks just like the first. Twins.
And he too stops and stares back at us.
How strangely they act. I wonder why they stare so.
Well, never mind, Kayama. Here we are at home.
And still they watch. I wonder why.
Brother Nobi, did you see that maiden?
Well, do you think I'm blind, Brother Kobe? Of course I saw her. What is more, that maiden, whoever she may be, is going to be my wife.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Brother Nobi. She is to be my wife.
See here now, Kobe, just because you're my twin, you needn't think you must copy my every idea.
I wouldn't dream of copying you. It was my idea first.
It was mine first. Am I not the smartest and cleverest of the terrible twins of Fashima?
But I am the strongest and bravest, so that maiden shall be mine. I shall petition her father for her the first thing in the morning.
I shall petition her father in the morning. She's going to be mine.
Dream while you may, Novi. She will choose me, of course.
One so beautiful could not be so stupid. But if she should make such an error...
She will make an error if she does not choose me. It will go ill with her and her family, too.
Aye, very ill indeed, if she doesn't choose me.
Oh, daughter, daughter, why did they have to see you? Why didn't we keep you hidden?
Do not worry, father. If there were only some way we could hide her now and tell them she'd gone away.
No, they'd find her, wife, and kill us all. Oh, what shall we do?
Please stop worrying, father, and you too, mother. I think I know what to do.
You do? But, daughter, I can't see what you can do. They insist you choose between them.
And whichever you choose. No, no, I have an idea. An idea which will take care of everything, I'm sure. Summon them both to come see me, father, and we shall see if we need have such fear of these terrible twins.
The maiden of such astonishing beauty, Prince Nobi, would have her for his wife.
Where is the maiden Prince Kobi would have for his wife?
Your highnesses, most honored, glorious majesties, I beg to tell you that my daughter awaits you in the courtyard.
Lead the way, old man.
We'll settle this quickly. The maiden will, of course, choose me at first glance.
You? Oh, don't be a fool, Kobi. She'll choose me.
Your gracious majesties, if you would please to look, my daughter Moonbeam.
I am unworthy of the honor you do me, your highnesses.
You are lovely as the evening star, Moonbeam. Worthy indeed to be bride of Kobi, strongest and bravest of the twin princes of Fashima.
You are lovely as cherry blossoms by moonlight, Moonbeam. Worthy indeed of Prince Nobi, smartest and cleverest of the twin princes of Fashima.
Oh, strong, wise, brave, and clever princes, how can I choose between two such wonders? How can I choose one of you above the other, unless I have some proof that one of you loves me more?
It is proof you wish. Ask for anything, Moonbeam.
I'll go to the ends of the world for anything you ask, lovely maiden.
Well, there are two things I deeply desire. Both are most difficult to obtain.
Difficulties melt like snow before Prince Nobi.
Then, Prince Nobi, perhaps you would seek out for me and bring back as proof of your love a branch from the jewel trees that grow on the floating mountain of Horai.
The floating mountain?
Daughter, dear, dear Moonbeam, no one scales the floating mountain.
That lets you out, Nobi.
Yeah, laugh now, Kobi. I write at once to obtain your desire, Moonbeam. I shall not return without it.
Well, you are the same as mine already, Moonbeam.
Ah, but you have not heard the second desire of my heart, gracious prince. If you could obtain the jewel from the neck of the dragon who lives in the porcelain sea, then I would indeed know you loved me truly.
Daughter, you ask the impossible.
Impossible? Fool! Who dares say anything is impossible for Kobi? I leave at once on my journey, lovely maiden. I shall bring back the jewel from the neck of the dragon, or I shall not return.
Farewell, Prince Kobi. Farewell, Prince Nobi.
But, daughter, you have sent both princes off on impossible quests.
Oh, of course, little father, of course. That was the whole plan. Both are too proud to admit anything is impossible. Both will try a little and fail. And then, very ashamed, send their excuses. I shall stay with you both and love and take care of you for a long time yet. I am sure that is my moon mother's wish. Mother dear, did you
you shiver, then? Let me help you into the cottage.
Nay, daughter, it is not cold that made me shiver. I have not seen the Lady Moon so bright in many years, not since long ago when she sent you to us, Moonbeam, dear.
I was thinking the same.
Moonbeam, Moonbeam, tell us, darling. Do you think the time grows near when the Lady Moon will call you back to her?
Dear, dear little mother, I too have marked the Lady Moon's radiance. But I cannot believe she will call for me while you still need me.
Moonbeam, I cannot bear to give you up.
Please, Mother Susanna, please don't cry. Come, let me take you into rest.
Nay, daughter, I shall help her into the cottage. It is time for an old man like me to go to rest, too. Come, little wife.
Please don't feel sad, little mother.
Careful, Susanna. The step now. Ah, yes. Here we are. Good night, Moonbeam. I know how you feel, Susanna, but what can we do? Could the Emperor himself stay the course of heaven's rulers?
The Emperor? Kayama, why didn't I think of that myself? You must go to the Emperor, Kayama, and ask him to help us.
Susanna, it's no use. He could do nothing.
The Emperor? Son of Heaven? Oh, yes, yes, of course he could.
Very well, little wife. If it will ease your heart to know we have tried everything, I will go to the Emperor tomorrow. Your Most Imperial Majesty, I do not know how to say my thanks for your gracious kindness in hearing me, a poor old bamboo cutter.
Be at ease, old fellow. When I heard it was your daughter who had played the fine trick on the terrible twin princes of Fashima, I swore I would see you.
She did it so as to stay with us, Your Most Imperial Majesty. But now I fear she must leave us for her home in the heavens. And I know, of course, that there is nothing you can do. I came to you to please my old wife.
Nothing I can do? See here now, old fellow, do you forget you address the Emperor?
No, Your Majesty, I do not forget. It is only that our Moonbeam is no mortal maiden, but a daughter of the Lady Moon herself, whose power is...
If I decreed she was not to leave you, then it would be so.
Your Majesty, in this matter you deal with unearthly power.
There is no power greater than the Son of Heaven's power. And I'll prove it to you, foolish old man. Take me to your cottage. I'll set an army around it, and you shall see no power can take your daughter away when I swear she shall not leave. Come. I shall have horses saddled, and we'll ride at once.
Here we are, Your Highness. This is my cottage.
Ah, yes. Captain, tell your men to halt.
Company, halt!
Station the forces around the cottage. Make sure nothing or no one can get into the grounds. The moon is as bright as day. You should have no trouble setting up an invincible guard.
Aye, Your Majesty. Surround the cottage, men.
All right now, old fellow. Take me into the cottage now and show me this lovely creature whom you think can escape even the Emperor's guarding.
At this hour, I'm sure we'll find Moonbeam and Susanna in the courtyard. If Your Highness will follow me.
Father, you are home.
Yes, daughter. Here with me is His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor himself.
The Emperor?
Stay seated, Moonbeam. I see that the old mother sleeps with her head on your shoulder.
You are gracious, Your Highness. Yes, she was tired this evening, very tired. But she would not leave my side.
All of a sudden, I too am weary, very weary.
Well, sit down, old fellow.
I thank you, Your Majesty.
Well, my child, a princess of the moon, your father said you were.
It is true.
Seeing you here in the moonlight, it is easy to believe. But mortal or immortal, earthly or unearthly, if I say you are to stay here, here you shall stay.
I am sorry, Your Majesty, but there is a lesson that even emperors should learn. Every earthly power has limits. Hark, that music.
Where does it come from?
It's the moon music. My moon mother calls. Tonight is the night I go.
No, you're going nowhere.
Little mother Susano, father Kayama. Oh, he sleeps too. Father, mother, wake up. It is time for me to say farewell.
No, I say. Look, you can see my soldiers all around the courtyard.
Aye, but look at that moonbeam growing and growing in brightness, arrowing straight in for this courtyard. Mother, father.
Goodbye, moonbeam, my darling. You have made me very happy. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear daughter. Goodbye.
And now, both their eyes close again.
Yes, my daughter, your earth mother and father sleep. A long, sweet sleep. And it is time for you to come home to me.
Mother, moon mother.
Yes, daughter. Come now, back up the moon path.
Whose is that voice that calls daughter?
The lady of the moon speaks.
But where are you? I can't see for the blinding light of that moonbeam.
I am the moonbeam.
Oh, you are you? Captain, come at once. Bring your soldiers.
Yes, your majesty, at once.
No, your majesty. I'm sorry.
What's the matter? I can't move.
Yes, for a little while, you and your soldiers are turned to stone.
No, I don't believe it, but it's true.
Your Majesty, I cannot move. None of the men can move.
Learn now, O Emperor. The greatest mortal power is nothing compared to that of the heavens. Now, daughter, are you ready?
One last kiss for Susano and Kayama. Oh, goodbye, dear father and mother.
You will meet them again in the land beyond the stars. Come now, moonbeam.
Yes, moon mother, I come.
And she disappears. The moonbeam quivers, fades. What are those little trembling drops of light? Were they her tears as she said goodbye? Yes, her tears glow where they fall. And now they rise on wings and twinkle about the courtyard. Fireflies in the darkness. Yes, there are wonders that pass even an emperor's understanding.